It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for June 20th, 2018. I'm Derek Gilbert, recording from home today, getting ready to head to Blue Eye, Missouri to pick up Pastor Carl Gallops and Rabbi Zev Perot. We're going to record some programs for future episodes of Skywatch TV, the network program, and so working from the home studio this morning. Topic number 5 today, the U.S. out of the U.N. Human Rights Commission. Tuesday evening, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, formally announcing at a press conference that the United States is withdrawing from the United Nations Human Rights Commission. She made the announcement at a joint press conference with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and called the 47-member Human Rights Council a protector of human rights abusers and a cesspool of political bias. She noted that over the past year, the Human Rights Commission has passed 5 resolutions against Israel, more than against any other country, and said if the commission is going to attack countries that uphold human rights, the United States should not provide it with credibility. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement through his office thanking President Trump, Secretary Pompeo, and Ambassador Haley for what he called their courageous decision. Topic number 4, immigration reform. President Trump met with Republicans from the House Tuesday, the House of Representatives, to discuss immigration legislation, lawmakers trying to figure a way out of the administration's policy of separating families who illegally cross the border from Mexico. Now, we need to point out, this is not a new policy. It's just that President Trump is enforcing an existing policy, one that has existed more or less in the United States since the Bill Clinton administration. So if Congress wants to change the law, it needs to pass a new law. Progressives and anti-Trumpers are using this as a club against the president, saying that he has the power to do something. Isn't it funny how they want literally Hitler to use the power of the presidency for stuff they agree with? When he issues an executive order with which they disagree, once again, he is literally Hitler. Anyway, a person who was in the meeting told Fox News that Trump endorsed an immigration bill authored by conservative Republican Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, but that's not likely to pass the House. We'll see what happens. In the Senate, Republican Ted Cruz of Texas proposed legislation that would allow detained families to remain together in custody while expediting their deportation proceedings, trying to make the deportation proceedings take no more than 14 days. Under current policy, all illegal crossings are referred for prosecution, something the Obama administration did not do. And because the U.S. Marshals Service, in no case ever throughout its history, has assumed responsibility for the children of adults who are being held in custody, the children are sent to facilities run by the Department of Health and Human Services. That's why the children are separated. It's not because the president is an evil man. It's because this law is the result of bad legislation and goofy court decisions over the last couple of decades. Also, because the Obama administration referred people, illegal immigrants, for civil deportation hearings, give them a note, said, here's your court date, please show up. They usually disappeared into the country and never were heard from again. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, by the way, talking with Congress about the use of possible use of DNA testing to confirm biological relationships, because sometimes children are brought in by gang members who have figured out that if they can claim that they are parents with children, they're more likely to be allowed to stay in the United States. So this seems like a very simple process. And by the way, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told reporters on Monday that most of the children, the vast majority, who are in the custody or in the care of the Department of Health and Human Services right now, like 10,000 out of the 12,000, were children who were sent here alone by their parents. In other words, most of them were not separated from their parents. Their parents separated the children from them themselves. So why has this become such a political football over the last month or so? It's because the Russia, Russia, Russia narrative has fallen apart. And the final nail in the coffin is topic number 3, which is the Inspector General's report. Congress has been talking to the IG Michael Horowitz, the Department of Justice Inspector General, Monday and Tuesday. Many things coming out of the meeting. You probably have seen reports on it by now, so I won't belabor it, but it's pretty clear that there was bias inside the FBI when it came to pursuing the alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump administration's, or the Trump campaign, rather, but also in the investigation of Hillary Clinton's illegal email server. New revelations Tuesday include this bombshell. there were no actual subjects of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. I'll repeat that. At no point during the investigation into Hillary Clinton's, into the investigation of Clinton's email server, was anybody, either Hillary nor any of her top aides, including Huma Abedin, the IT guys who set up the server and then used BleachBit to destroy the evidence on the server, at no point in the investigation were they actually subjects of the investigation. The mind reels. Horowitz found this surprising. The IG is also investigating allegations that FBI officials edited the 302 forms filed by agents. These are the forms that FBI agents document used to document interviews with witnesses. Horowitz also uncovered evidence that all four of the FBI case agents working on the Hillary Clinton email investigation, two of them, including the lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, were ardent supporters of Hillary Clinton, and at least three of them, based on emails and text messages uncovered by the IG, were obviously hostile to Donald Trump. One of those agents, by the way, Peter Strzok, was escorted out of FBI headquarters on Friday, has not been seen in the office since then. His attorney has issued a statement saying that Strzok is cooperating with the investigation. Topic number two, deconstructing God's creation. This is a periodic topic that comes up again and again when we find new examples to show you. Two to report on today. One of the largest school districts in the United States has approved legislation, or changes rather, to its sex education curriculum. Fairfax County Board, the school board, this is in the Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C., voted last Thursday by a 10-1 margin to pass a set of changes in the sex education curriculum that, among other things, removes the term biological sex, as in gender, everywhere in the curriculum and replaces it with the term sex assigned at birth. The presumption being that doctors and or parents in the delivery room decide on the gender of the child when it's born. Biology has nothing to do with it. It's all about what the parents decide in the delivery. And in Canada, a judge there has ruled that two men who are involved in a polyamorous relationship, that's what we used to call a love triangle, a polyamorous relationship with a woman, polyamorous relationship with a woman who gave birth last year should both be included on the child's birth certificate. Justice Robert Fowler of the Newfoundland and Labrador Supreme Court's Family Vision wrote, "Society is continuously changing and family structures are changing along with it. This must be recognized as a reality and not as a detriment to the best interests of the child. In the beginning, created he them male and female." And topic number one, Disease X. This is something that's been floating around the web here for the last month or so. Saw a report on this the other day. Alarmist claiming that Disease X could kill 4 billion people. All right, World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control, other health agencies, governments around the world, occasionally will do the equivalent of the military, war gaming scenarios, to try to develop responses ahead of the emergence of a heretofore unknown or unseen disease. And they call it Disease X because it is a known unknown. What is Disease X? We don't know. Could be a strain of hemorrhagic fever, could be a new type of avian flu. We don't know. At some point, some disease will mutate to a point where it's easily transmissible between humans and cause a threat. We saw this 100 years ago with the so-called Spanish flu. As many as 50 million people were killed. Well, this added to the CDC's list of potential health emergencies like Ebola, SARS, Zika, and so on. This, again, just represents the name given to the known unknown. We don't know what Disease X is or what it might be. There are some who are pointing to a strain of avian flu in China, an H7N9 virus that's infected about 1,600 people over the last 5 years. About 600 people have been killed by this flu. That's a very high mortality rate. That's much higher than the Spanish flu, by the way, which was estimated at about a 5% mortality rate. 600 out of 1,600, that's quite high, nearly 30%. World Health Organization said that those who were infected came into contact with contaminated poultry. It has not yet spread easily from person to person. This type of human to human transmission, very rare so far, but the CDC is warning that it may spread to other countries as other people come into contact with poultry from China. And again, infectious disease specialists are watching to see if it does at some point mutate into a form that is easily transmissible from human to human, in which case we would have a real problem on our hands. This is something that Sharon and I will talk about tomorrow on Sci Friday. So watch for that program as we'll dig a little deeper into it than we can right here. And besides, this is really Sharon's area of expertise, not mine. Coming up this year, schedule-wise, we are developing a full dance card. Another new conference to tell you about. This is coming up in early August. I'll be speaking at the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference in Lubbock, Texas, August 3rd and 4th. This is being hosted by the Institute for Biblical Anthropology. Dr. Judd Burton, author of Interview with the Giant, Ethno-Historical Notes on the Nephilim, one of the featured speakers and a host of the conference. It will be at Fellowship Church in Lubbock. Again, the dates, August 3rd and 4th. Admission to this one, only $5. I'll be talking about my new book, Last Clash of the Titans. Again, you get a chance to hear from Dr. Judd Burton there. For more information, go to Judd's website. That's burtonbeyond.com, burtonbeyond.com. The Hear the Watchman Conference, Hyatt Regency, Long Island, August 9th through 11th. Henry Groover, L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Carl Gallops, Rabbi Zev Perot, Dr. Michael Lake, Russ Dizdar, many others will be there, and Sharon and I will be there as well. It's August 9th through 11th, the Hyatt Regency, Long Island, and then on August 12th, if you like, come with us to tour Montauk, the secretive government facility that spawned or inspired the hit Netflix series Stranger Things. Take advantage of our $20 discount using the promo code Gilbert20, that's Gilbert20, at hearthewatchmen.com. Again, the website, hearthewatchmen.com. The True Legends Conference in September. Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age, that's almost sold out. Only a few hundred seats remain, but live streaming is available. And if you register for live streaming, you get to download all of the presentations from last year's True Legends Conference and watch those as well. So it's a kind of a twofer on the live streaming. That is September 14th through the 16th. If you can't make it to Branson for the conference in person, sign up for the live streaming at gensix.com. That's GENSIX.com. And then in October, it's the East Coast Prophecy Conference from Southwest Radio Ministries. Dr. Bob Glaze, Dr. Larry Spargimino. Featured speakers include Tom Horn, Stephen Strang, Joe Horn, and yours truly. And that will be at the Wyndham Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, October 18th through the 20th, the East Coast Prophecy Conference. For registration, SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. Tomorrow, science! Sci Friday, as our science advisor and my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert, joins us. And until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
The Satanists wanted to install their own tribute, a pagan idol, on the Capitol grounds, right next to the Ten Commandments.
Billions around the planet are witnessing a world in the grasp of sadistic spiritual darkness. This unholy alliance has infected our governments, our religious institutions, and our societies. The world appears to be unraveling. But can the evil behind these dark supernatural forces be defeated? Is everything playing out just as the Bible predicted it will in the final days? At last, you can know the answers to mankind's most urgent questions and learn your destiny among today's events in the new, unprecedented work taking the prophecy world by storm. Gods and Thrones, Nakash, Forgotten Prophecy and the Return of the Elohim, by best-selling author, former decorated law enforcement officer, and senior pastor Carl Gallops. This changes everything. Available now wherever fine books are sold.